Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is happening and welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Thursday, August 2nd, and Pistons podcast week continues. And also describe your favorite Piston in five words or less. This is your boy, Matt Shook, a sports writer here in the Motor City, covering the NBA for the Detroit News and the Associated Press, a Pistons fan and follower my whole life and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Thank you for making us part of your daily routine, especially this summer. Today, we're going to be giving credit to Duncan Smith of Twitter fame for Pistons internet meme of the day and reading some of the best takes on describing your favorite Piston in five words or less. We're also going to continue with day four of Pistons podcast week, trying to take a look at your different online audio options out there. I believe finishing the week is Keith of the Two Gods and a Goose podcast. He will be joining us later on. And like I said, I think this will be the last show of the week this week. We did our four. That's pretty good for the offseason. But also give us a follow on Twitter at Matt underscore Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. Join the Pistons Twitter brigade. It can be fun sometimes like it was today. Also check us out with the Locked On Pistons Twitter account and also Locked On Pistons dash Matt Shook on Facebook. You should give us a follow there. I'm also sharing some of the other things that I write about and do for other outlets on that account too. I hope some of you guys doesn't bother you there. Got a story up from the Detroit News today that will be in Thursday's paper. Also heading to Lions training camp again on Thursday, so I'll post that stuff when it goes online as well. Nothing really to report from the land of Pistons news as we are now firmly into August, day two of August now, so we'll do a little bit more around the internet type stuff like we did earlier this week. And the hot internet meme of the day was from Duncan Smith, the former host of Locked On Pistons, who also does a lot of great stuff on the internet, NBA and Pistons related. He threw this one out there, and it was playing off another internet meme that was out there this week, but I forgot what that one was about. I'm a little bit internet stupid sometimes, especially when I have a busy week. But Duncan's tweet read, "Describe your favorite current Piston in five words." By the way, mine was "marched in his sister's honor," and that was, of course, a reference to Reggie Bullock, who was in the gay pride parade after his sister was murdered. She was a transgender individual. And is Reggie Bullock my favorite Piston? I mean, the notion of a favorite Piston seems a little weird for some reason, especially more so that we're talking about a mediocre team. You know, it's not like Chauncey Billups was my favorite during the going to work era. And especially I like to consider myself having a pretty critical eye on the team these days. So I just kind of went off the court instead. And really, Reggie Bullock is the only guy kind of using his platform to enact some change and do something with it. So I went with that. There were some funnier and better ones out there, and I wanted to read some of those for you here today. We had with Twitter handle Dwayne's World Detroit, and the title of the account being Bruce Brown Jr. versus everybody, went with Son of Bruce Brown Sr. Brendan Buffa, the Twitter handle bbuffa, B-U-F-F-A, underscore W-M-U. I guess I should hate Brendan, as he's a member of the enemy Western Michigan Brigade. But anyway, wears a costume, throws shirts. I like that one. In reference to owner Gores. And Ryan Partlow of Twitter handle Ryan Parr says, looks better with hairless shoulders. That's a good one there. Pro Bowl MVP of Twitter handle Ryan, R-Y-N-E, underscore Jones. Josh Smith, 2 more years. You knew the Josh Smith jokes would be inevitable, but pretty good still. Brent Scroggins of Twitter handle Tiger Blue Blood says, Piston Hurricane Super Punch Out. Obviously in reference to not being able to find out any from the current team, go with Mike Tyson's punch out there. Aris Langos with Twitter handle Aris Langos goes, stop comparing to Donovan Mitchell. You happy now, bitch, with Twitter handle adult named Rob. Goes, he can make free throws now. I just liked how Rob made free throws into one word, so he can make it five words. He can make free throws now. Skate for fan account with Twitter handle J underscore Zark, Z-A-R-K. Young and bad at threes. Well, that one caught my eyes because could that still be Stanley Johnson? Or could that still be Bruce Brown, who's also young and seems to be pretty bad at threes? Or is that Henry Ellenson, who's still young and was very bad at threes during his summer league standing there, especially for the Pistons. So Skate for a fan account. I'd like some more clarity about who that might be. Joe with Don't Duck Up goes, the ones in my car. a little bit of anti-Piston there. So those are some of my favorites that I found on the internet responding to Duncan's. If you didn't do that meme or see that meme, check it out and participate as well. Maybe we'll toss a couple more out there as we see them on Thursday. Maybe even going to the beginning of next week as well. But up next, we're going to be talking to Keith of the Two Gods and a Goose podcast. You know him from there, also from Pistons and NBA Twitter. Keith is a funny guy, good guy to talk to. I enjoyed speaking with him, kind of the co-host with Sham, who we've had on the podcast a couple times as well. So Pistons podcast week continues with him. But you've heard me talk about advertising. We're looking for more. So if your company wants to reach men between the ages of 18 and 44, especially provincial Pistons fans that probably have ties to Metro Detroit and an interest in spending their dollars locally, you should be sponsoring this podcast. It's 98% men and 80% of those on the other end of this microphone between the ages of 18 and 44. So of all sorts of daily dedicated listeners out there. And if you're interested in reaching that group, email me at matt_shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, at yahoo.com to find out more.
Yes, sir!
All right, and we are now being joined by Keith of the Keith and Sham's podcast, The Two Gods and a Goose podcast, which you can catch on iTunes and everywhere else you can get podcasts. Keith, it's Pistons podcast week here on Locked On Pistons, so thanks for taking the time to join us tonight.
Matt, thanks for having me on, man. It was cool. You know, usually Sham's the guy that gets to come on. He's usually the superstar of the pod, so I appreciate you reaching out and having me on, man, for sure.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to bring in the unsung hero. We all hear about Sham and see him kind of more involved in Pistons Twitterverse sometimes, and wanted to get the other guy on, the supporting cast, so to speak, although it seems like you're kind of the host. You're kind of the host and let him riff a little bit.
Sham, listen, it is a circus, and Sham is the circus clown, so that's, you know, and he wears that outfit, and he has no problem wearing that, so I let him kind of, you know, do his thing and reel him in from here to, you know, from end to end. But yeah, I'm totally good with the situation. But again, thanks for having me on, man. Excited to talk some Pistons with you.
Yeah, for sure. So what I'm trying to do with some of the guys that we've had on is kind of get, you know, how did you get into it? How did you become a Pistons fan? And I know you're down in Miami, and yeah. You're a Pistons guy, USC fan from your Twitter bio as well. How did you get into the Pistons? Did you grow up in Michigan? What's kind of your background?
No, honestly, I really loved Joe Dumars when I was younger. I grew up in the Northwest, in Portland. Was never really a Trailblazer guy. When I was younger, I kind of liked Clyde and Terry Porter and those guys. But I loved Joe Dumars, and then I kind of was, you know, just stuck with the franchise. All my teams, basically, I'm an Atlanta Falcons fan since Dion, and I stuck through all the horrendous years, and then obviously 28-3, and I've literally just been all – my teams are kind of spread out, but – I've been a fan forever. So yeah, so Dumars is there. And then actually a humble brag, Rasheed Wallace is a friend of mine. So when he went to Detroit, it kind of re-energized, you know, I had followed him, but you know, those mid 90s, the teal uniform years weren't, you know, the best results on the court. Grant was great, but yeah, when Rasheed went there, it was kind of like, you know, the whole group of our friends and stuff moved there with him. And yeah, so that's really where the Piston thing comes from. And That's basically the gist of it.
Yeah, I think that's the trajectory, because, you know, it seems like a lot of us in our, you know, 20s and 30s, you know, had the Bad Boy connection early on, the Joe D and Isaiah, and then kind of a long sludge of time there. Although, like you said, Grant Hill was at least cool and was at least fun to follow the front of his career. And then the going to work era kind of brought a lot of us back into it day in and day out. And then, not all of us had the pleasure of being good friends with Sheep like you.
But, yeah, you like my humble brag there.
But although I did see him at a gentleman's club in Cleveland one time. We'll keep that.
He's a piece of work. But yeah, and you know, I've always been a fan, really. The Joe Dumars thing kind of comes back to, I've always been a fan of like the quieter guys, you know, the Joe Dumars, like Brandon Roy. I was a huge Brandon Roy guy, like guys that are just like low-key really good and people don't really see it because they're not the rah-rah in your face type guy some of the time. So to me, it was Isaiah's team, and then, you know, Laimbeer was kind of the enforcer, and you know, Joe was kind of, I mean, he had a name, but you get what I'm saying. He was kind of like the second, he was the me to the Sham, you know what I mean? Sham is Isaiah and I'm Joe. So I think I related to that. And then the going to work Pistons was the same thing. We were five guys that, I mean, come on, I was living in LA when we played the Lakers. Nobody gave us a chance in 2004, and we, you know, gentlemen sweep. So I've always kind of been attracted to that as far as my fan bases go. or, you know, my teams go. So, yeah, that's, that kind of explains. So I got into Joe and then kind of just stuck with him all these years. So
what was that like? Cause if I've been to LA a few times and every time I go, it's not really a huge sports town, but they do love their Lakers over there. It's a huge Laker town, more than any other sports team by far in Los Angeles. What's it like being a Pistons fan during the finals in Los Angeles?
Oh, it was a blast, man. Let me tell you. I mean, like there would be times we'd go out and hoop at, you know, a big park out there is called Culver City Park. And Culver City is right near Inglewood where the Forum is. And, you know, especially at that time, they were crazy about the Lakers. And, you know, as a Piston fan, I, you know, the Lakers, all respect due, one of the most, you know, dominant franchises ever. But I mean, the last two finals, I think, what are we, 8-1 against them? I mean, you know, so yeah. To me, they're our sons. So I didn't really, I was incredibly confident going into 2004 finals. I never really, and the Laker fans, honestly, I liked Shaq and Kobe. I liked them as a fan of basketball, you know, before anything else, I was a fan. So, it was crazy, but they kind of, and after we beat them in 2004, nobody said anything to me. They didn't want anything. I would wear a Piston. I'd wear Sheed or Ben or, you know, Chauncey, you know, jerseys out to the park when I'm hooping, just like, please say something to me. And nobody said anything. So. You know, that 2004 finals pretty much shut everybody from LA up.
And I can relate to you on some of this because during that lull, when the Pistons weren't really doing anything for 10 years, I actually became a big Shaq fan. And this is something I'm revealing on the podcast for the first time.
Breaking
when I was
news,
really
man.
Young. Yeah, I was a big Shaquille O'Neal fan with the Magic. And then even when he went over with the Lakers, I was the one, like everyone hated Shaq and Kobe, especially in Detroit. And obviously I rooted for the Pistons above all else. There was no question about that. But I was actually when the Lakers were going up against the Spurs and some of those tough series, I was always like one of my only friends who was rooting for Shaq and Kobe, and everyone hated Kobe and everyone was kind of tired of Shaq's dominance. I mean, he's a tough guy to root against. And I was like the one guy who was like, man, you got to recognize how good both of these guys are. And I went on to become a big Tim Duncan guy later on because I moved down to the Virgin Islands where he's from and kind of connected with his best friend and then just became kind of in.
Look at you. See, look at you. There you go. See, there's I know Rashid and you know Duncan through, you know, Timmy D through a couple of different people.
Yeah, that was just my roundabout way of
coming. I love it.
But yeah, so it was hard because it was like Shaq. And then, of course, I didn't expect it to become that quick, the 2004, that those teams would go up against each other. Again, I was obviously rooting for the Pistons. There was no doubt about that. But it was, you know, sometimes you have a couple of teams out there. And you mentioned Deion and the Falcons. That's a really good team to latch on to back
then.
Yeah,
I mean, because people always kind of, my friends will clown me all the time. Like, you know, you have friends or you have, you know, your fans, your teams are all over the place. And I'm just like, but where I kind of grew up, there wasn't, and to be honest with you, Matt, I've always been the person, and you can kind of see this from just following me on Twitter. If you've listened to Sham and I's podcast, Two Guys and a Goose, check us out on iTunes. If you've heard the show, we don't take sports incredibly serious. We kind of understand that it's just sports and it's cool and we're into it, but a lot of people are out here taking it extremely serious. My point being, I've always kind of been the person that appreciates greatness. I was able to appreciate Kobe. I'm able to appreciate LeBron incredibly. I appreciated Jordan and Penny and T-Mac and, all, you know, Shaq and Timmy D. And, you know, I've always been that guy. So I've never really like hated teams. I hate one team in all of sports. No, I'm lying. I hate two teams, the New Orleans Saints and I hate UCLA football. I'm good, man. I don't really. You know, so I can kind of relate to you. I love Shaq in Orlando, Shaq in LA. I mean, it's the most dominant force in basketball ever.
So we're having Pistons podcast week here, and Keith representing the Two Gods and the Goose podcast. And you guys, like you mentioned, it's not 100% on the field with you guys, and Pistons is, depending on the episode, you know, somewhere between half or sometimes a quarter or sometimes the whole show of the content that you guys talk about. But tell maybe to the listeners who haven't heard the podcast, what kind of things besides Sham, you know, quarterly downing a piece of paper or two, what kind of things are you guys probably to be talking about on the
arena? You know, honestly, man, it's one of these things where it's hard for me to talk about the podcast because every episode I'm just like, how do people listen to this? So why do people care? And we've created kind of a massive mini cult following. And it's just, it's shocking to me. You know, we got shirts, and we're selling, you know, hundreds of shirts. And I'm just like, how is this? Why do people care? So it's, you know, Sham and I, when we instantly met each other, it was one of those things where just we're, you know, the Spider-Man looking at other Spider-Man emoji, right. Like that's really what it is. So we're just, he's like my little brother, and we just, we don't take things too seriously. And we pretty much, you know, for every show, we create a show sheet and we try to talk some sports and get through that. But I mean, we've had, you know, like you said, he ate paper on the last episode. He's going to be a competitive eater on the next episode, this coming episode, where he's, you know, if everyone follows Sham at Sham Sham, got to follow him if you don't. But he's one of those guys where, you know, he sees something, he's like, I could do that better than that. So he texted me on over the 4th of July and said, you know, he was watching the Coney Island hot dog contest and said, well, this guy, can you believe this guy? And he did 28. I could do 30 in 10 minutes. So then I'm, you know, I'm the guy that, oh, there's a spark. Let me throw some gas on that. So we're all over the place, man. We've done pretty much anything. So we, you know, we create a show sheet, and then it usually is completely different by the end of the episode. I mean, Sham, you know, destroyed Clipper Daryl on the last episode. Yeah, we ate tweets and so it's kind of sports. It's kind of just anything interesting. That's pretty much what we do on Two Gods and a Goose. And it, come on, it's Two Guys and a Goose. Like, how can you go wrong with that?
Yeah, and then some interesting guests as well. A couple of the Pistons journalists that have been on. Max Boltman of the Athletic was on Talking Tigers.
Yeah, shout out to Max. Well. Yeah, we try to have a lot of the Piston guys. We definitely have to have you on. We've had Duncan on. Duncan's going to do a new love segment called Just the Tip that we're going to debut really soon. he's our love guru on the show. And then we have the
no better source.
Yeah, of course. And we have the typical, you know, we've had the Piston beat writers, you know, Rob Beard and Vince came on and was ridiculous about eating terrible foods. And so, you know, yeah, we don't hide that we're Piston fans, but we also understand it's kind of a podcast that's all over the place now. So we try to just kind of talk about pretty much whatever's on our mind that day, you know, that type of thing. So
and Rod with the old school hip hop talk as well.
Yeah, that was in my wheelhouse. So yeah, Rod and I had it, and we were actually talking about doing part two soon. So so yeah, we're all over the place, man. It's just something, you know, it's something that I wanted to, you know, Sham and I kind of wanted to stick out. We're trying little bits on the show and you know, just having fun, man. We want to just make people laugh, and I think, you know, so far so good on that.
And I know that maybe this is a bad question, because I'm sure you guys are pretty
no bad questions, Matt. No bad questions.
You're pretty much going off the cuff, going into each show sheet. But do you have some, other than Duncan helping out everyone's love life? Is there anything else that's coming that you know of, that's planned, that we can look forward to?
Yeah, I mean, like I just kind of teased, the next episode we are turning Sham into a competitive eater, and he has sworn that he in an hour on the podcast. And the funny part is, we're likely going to have a couple female NBA Twitter people on with us, just to kind of, you know, hype up the grossness. I have sound effects, all types of stuff. I'm definitely going to get Sham to chum during the episode. But the basic outline for this next episode is Sham is going to eat at least 30 hot dogs in the 60-minute show. And he has, you know, put his name on the line that he is going to do this with the bun. So we're going to make a whole thing of it. So yeah, that's what we're going to do on the next episode. And so, you know, he wants to be, apparently he's a competitive eater now. He's eating paper, but now he's moved on to 30 hot dogs in an hour, which I don't know about you, but that makes me literally want to yak right now, just even thinking about that.
Oh yeah. Everyone enjoys a good hot dog or two, or maybe even three. But I mean, at some point, well, between you and me and whoever might be listening, and how many do you think Sham gets down in 60 minutes?
You know, honestly, my dad is a massive fan of the podcast. He listens to each episode three or four times. He was asking me, like, legit off the record, how many you think he's going to get down. And I honestly have a lot of confidence in Sham. Like, I think I'll be shocked if he does less than 20. Now, mind you, hot dogs and a bun, I'll be shocked if he does less than 20, because Sham, I know him well enough now to know, you know, when you eat and you hit that wall where you're like, yeah, I need to stop, or this is going to be, you know, I could get myself sick or overeat, or, you know, where I'll be dead for a couple hours. Sham has that wall, but he cares about the vanity of the whole thing. So if he hits the wall at 15, he's probably going to make it to 25. And then pause and go throw up for a second. So I think he's going to get down 20, honestly. Like, that's what I, at least 20, but he swears by 30. That now the guy that he had the issue with, was Locust. That's the competitive eater. And Locust did 28 hot dogs and buns. So anything short of 28 is going to be a massive failure to Sham. And I just don't think he's going to allow himself to be, you know, hung out to dry like that on his podcast.
Well, you got to respect the guy who's too proud to eat less than 30 hot dogs in one sitting.
I mean, honestly, how disgusting does that honestly sound? Like, when we do the show, we get on iPads and we FaceTime each other so we can kind of just be looking at each other, and, you know, it helps with interviews and stuff like that. But I told him on this episode, I'm like, man, I'm going to turn you off halfway through because I will throw up 30 hot dogs.
And that's the thing. Like, I'm not too much of a food snob. I mean, hot dogs are delicious. There's nothing better
but 30
as a summer hot dog. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's going to ruin hot dogs for Shane. He might not enjoy another one after that.
That's my whole point. So it's, you know, watching him, you know, you said you listened to the last podcast, and anybody else that did, listening to him, or if you're familiar with Sham's paper antics, Paper Manning, as he likes to be called, you know, he was rolling the paper. He would put it in his mouth and then roll it up. And at one point, it was looking like the men's one-a-day pills. And so he was just downing the pills. And you know, he had, vodka or something. He was just down and, you know, taking a shot with it. So I almost threw up off of that. So I'm not even, I have no idea what's going to happen with the hot dogs, man.
Now, do you put condiment on that to kind of make it a little better? Or does that add some degree of difficulty for you? I wouldn't even know where to begin.
Are you talking about the paper or the hot dog?
Oh, the hot dog. The hot dog.
Oh, okay. Because I was going
to
say.
I mean, I'm not even going to try to.
No, I was going to say, he did that when he did his paper eating last year. We did condiments. He did barbecue sauce. He did honey mustard. He made a whole thing of it. So I don't know what he's going to do with the hot dogs. I haven't really quizzed him on that. I know he mentioned briefly about dunking it in water, but I don't know that he's going to do that. I don't know. I mean, Sham is a prideful dude, so I could see him really just trying to pound 30 hot dogs, like straight up.
The Two Gods and a Goose podcast, and you, only one way to find out how that goes. And hopefully that episode comes out sooner rather than later, so the world can finally find out just how proud Sham is. Look forward to that. Keith, any parting words for the Locked On Pistons listeners?
No, just, you know, love the podcast. You know, thank you so much for having me on. Shout out to everybody on Pistons. Check out the podcast. You know, yeah, just would love to come back on during the season. We could talk a little more about, you know, if Reggie's hurt or Reggie's not hurt, because that's going to really dictate how good, you know, if we're going to be good or bad. So
exactly. Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it, and we will definitely do this again. Envious023 on Twitter, Keith of Two Gods and a Goose podcast. Thanks for taking the time, bud.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it, brother.
Thanks again to Keith for joining us there on the Locked On Pistons podcast week, which has come to an end. I want to thank all the guys for joining us, Laz and Aaron and David and Keith. Listen to all those podcasts. I'm sure there's a couple others out there, and maybe some more people will be inspired to start their own as well. Join us as we get ready for another season of Pistons basketball coming up before you know it. But I want to thank you guys for joining us this week on the Locked On Pistons podcast. Got more content that's going to be a little bit outside the box coming in August. Got some exciting interviews that I'm excited to get done and share with you guys as well. But this is your host, Matt Shook, and thanks for joining us. Give me a follow on Twitter at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. Also on the Locked On Pistons Twitter account, give us a follow there, and give us a like on Facebook at Locked On Pistons-Matt Shook. Enjoy the weekend, everyone, and thanks for listening.